Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are talking about Robert Estienne. That is his French name. It is Robertus Stephanus in Latin. Stephanus was born in 1503 in Paris. That is where he lived and worked for most of his life. He died in 1559. His life perfectly corresponds to the Reformation and its early formative decades. Stephanus's father was an established Paris printer, and so Stephanus, when he came of age, he took over the family business. He married a woman named Perrette, and her dad was a printer as well. They had 4 children together. 2 went on to be prominent printers in their own right. Well, one of the first projects that Robertus Stephanus undertook was a Latin Bible. He then published numerous Latin texts of the classics, and even Greek texts of the philosophers and the poets and the great thinkers. He published a Latin dictionary, a French dictionary, but he comes to us in church history because of his Greek New Testament. He first printed a Greek New Testament in 1546. Prior to this, it was the Erasmus text. And so Stephanus put out his text in 1546. After a few revisions and a few additions, and much time was spent compiling even more manuscripts from monasteries scattered throughout Europe, in 1550, Stephanus published what has come to be known as the Textus Receptus. That Latin expression means the received text. This was hugely influential, and for centuries, this Greek text was the basis for all English Bibles, as well as many Bibles in other languages. Well, things were a little difficult for Stephanus in Paris. Up until 1547, he enjoyed the favor of the king, but when Henry II came to the throne, he did not like Stephanus and all of this Bible printing, and by 1550, Stephanus had to flee, and he ended up in Calvin's Geneva. He would spend the last 9 years of his life, and he died in Geneva in 1559. Well, here is what he has contributed to us over his lifetime. He was responsible for the book of Acts being placed between the Gospels and the Epistles. Before him, the Acts came after the Epistles and Gospels. So every time you say Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Acts, you can thank Mr. Stephanus. And guess where those verse divisions came from in your Bible? Well, if you guess Stephanus, you'd be right. Chapter divisions came in around the 1200s, but Stephanus gave us verse numbers, and they first appeared in that Textus Receptus back in 1550, and then these verse divisions appeared in 1560 in the English Bible, the Geneva Bible. Well, while Stephanus was in Geneva, he printed French Bibles, he printed books by Calvin, and even editions of Calvin's classic text, The Institutes of the Christian Religion. Stephanus was hailed as one of the best printers of what was really the heyday of printing in the 16th century. He was very skillful. He applied himself very diligently to his job. He surrounded himself with accomplished artists and craftsmen. He worked with those artists to develop what came to be the best font for Greek printing, for Hebrew printing, for French printing, Latin printing. His books were truly works of art as a printer. And of course, we know how important the printed page, how important the Bible, the printed Bible was to the Reformation, but also the printed page. Stephanus stood up to kings. Stephanus served the church. Stephanus was a significant figure in the Protestant Reformation. Well, that is the life of Robert Estienne, or as we say in Latin, Robertus Stephanus. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. We have a little bit of time, so here's something from J.C. Ryle. Beyond doubt, if not saved, we shall have none to blame but ourselves. But if saved, we shall certainly trace up the beginning of our salvation to the choosing grace of Christ. Our song to all eternity will be that which fell from the lips of Jonah. Salvation is of the Lord.